She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we love to talk about what's going on in natural health news. So here on Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger, Dr. Ginger fills us in. Hi, Dr. Ginger.
Hello. How are you this Wednesday?
We are good.
Great.
Yourself?
And
I'm good. I'm good. I wanted to talk today a little bit about what's going on with the aftermath, 4 years later, 3 years later, with Fukushima in Tokyo. Ooh.
Yeah, jump right in.
Well, goodness, there's so many things out there. Probably the biggest thing is that we're not actually being told everything that's going on, but slowly things are leaking out, and it's amazing the effects, even over here on the California, on the West Coast, some of the things that are happening. But there's a doctor in Japan who's now saying Tokyo should no longer be inhabited. He closed down his practice after 50 years and moved to the other side of Japan. Because said that the government is not doing enough and not evacuating places that need to be evacuated, and he's seeing patients with just all kinds of crazy signs and symptoms, and people need to get out of there, and there needs to be a massive cleanup, not a cover up.
Now, is the government there? I mean, I know I've been reading a lot about it actually for the past over the past year and a bit, and it's pretty scary stuff. Now, I guess for people who are living on like you said, the West Coast. How much is coming into the West Coast, and what are some ways that people can, protect themselves?
Well, it's interesting. There's an article I just read on Global Research. It's 28 signs the West Coast is being absolutely fried with nuclear radiation from Fukushima. And when you read down the list and see, number one, what's happening with our wildlife, polar bears, seals and walruses, even along the Alaska coastline, are suffering from fur loss and open sores. There's an epidemic of sea lion deaths along California coastline. 40% of the pups that were just born in June have died. All of these fish contamination of mackerel, halibut, sardines, tuna, eel, cod, anchovies, carp, all sorts of things. The cesium-137 was being found in very high doses in these fish that Japan was actually selling to Canada.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, and so that was in 2012. Vancouver Sun reported that. There's just so many things that are happening, because of the way that it traveled through the water, the radioactive leakage through the water, that it's affecting our wildlife. And in turn, when we turn around and eat these fish, we still, so much of it is unknown about what can happen and what is going to happen and what is happening. But, there's been a lot of censorship with the Japanese government and kind of fairy tales. I mean, there's one scientist who talked to a group of people over there, and he was telling people, the most ridiculous things, like, if you just smile, it won't affect you. Men aren't affected like women and children. It's like, it's the most ridiculous things you ever heard. But that's like some of the stuff going on there. And people within Japan are kind of afraid about it.
All right. So let's talk about real ways that we can help, that people can help themselves, not, through smiling. So what are some actual ways that people could take, like chlorella, spirulina? What are some ways? And I think it was Mike Adams that just came out with a product too, that he was saying that can help with it as well. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but what are ways people can take concrete, do concrete things to help them as opposed to just instilling fear?
Well, number one, stay away from fish at this point, because unless you know the source and where it's coming from, you just don't know what's going on with it. So yes, there are things that can help, with heavy metals. I don't know about the cesium and the plutonium and the uranium, but blue green algaes and things like that. But then again, you have to find out where those are grown as well. But yes, you're right. Mike Adams has a great website, Natural News, and he tests so many products for all of these things, from radiation contamination as well. And so there are some clean products out there, because there are products that were grown in areas that are not contaminated. But between the air and the oceans, we've definitely got some issues going on.
Now, let's talk about our second topic, because I think we can get lost in this one. It's definitely one of those things that are scary, but I think if there's ways that we can protect ourselves, that makes it less scary. But let's talk about the drought in the U.S., because, from what we understand, it's reaching epic levels, and there's some consequences about it, too. So let's get into that.
Well, there are currently when you look at, there's a map that you can look at online of the United States. It's the drought monitor is what it is of the United States. And when you look at it, a third of the country, more than a third of the country, is under either abnormally dry or exceptionally drought, like extreme, like crazy drought. And we have Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, California, Nevada, Arizona, and New Mexico, like severe, severe drought. And, you know, so we're having crop and pasture loss. We're having burn bans, water shortages of wells and reservoirs, mandatory water use restrictions, some severe issues that people are having to deal with, and obviously the fires, which seems to happen every summer, but this year things are just worse than they were in the past.
Yeah, my sister's an environmental engineer in California, and she was just telling me she's been working on this project about the drought, and it's just unbelievable. I grew up in California, and I remember, you know, in the summer, we would play in the sprinklers, but we wouldn't do it for very long because we had to be careful, but I don't remember it ever being like this.
Yeah, you know, the extreme heat and then the lighter than average snowfall, so there's no melting snow coming down from the mountains, that's you know, one of the main reasons why this is taking place this year. But, you know, we talked a couple weeks ago about people collecting their own rainwater, you know, and how it's illegal in some states. But, you know, we might end up having to do that for drinking water in some states.
You know what? It's interesting. There is a product called, by a company called Juice Plus, and they sell something called the Tower Garden. And I bought one this year. And it's an aeroponic, hydroponic, vertical growing system. And they were saying that these types of systems are doing amazing in California because you fill up a 20-gallon tank and the water just recycles itself and you're using a lot less water and electricity. It's only like 5 cents a month, I think, in electricity. And I love it. And it's definitely, yeah, you know, it's a good solution for people who are in California because you don't have to, you know, water your garden and there's no soil. So it's literally right. The system that you could throw up on your deck and use it in your backyard. And you can go to the backyard and grab your kale and grab your chard and grab your greens. And it's pretty fabulous.
Oh yeah. And in California, they're also investing in desalination plants for potable water. So, you know, to get clean water from various, you know, maybe odd sources that they normally wouldn't pull it from. So, you know, 80% of California is now in extreme drought. So things like that where you can use minimal amounts of water for the most gain, you know, would be something totally to look into.
Yeah, you know, Andrea, it's funny. A couple weeks ago when I did this show solo, I actually did a show about tower gardens with Arthur Field. And yeah, it was awesome. So if people want to check that out on naturallysavvy.com and you can learn. I saw pictures, Andrea, on your Facebook of the tower garden.
Yeah,
I thought,
oh my gosh,
I need to do that. He got me excited
about
it.
So if any of you are listening and you're interested, you could just even contact us at info@naturallysavvy.com and we can put you in touch with the right people. It's pretty fabulous stuff. Pretty fabulous stuff. So Dr. Ginger, we only have about 30 seconds left. Is there anything else that you want to, you know, fill us in terms of the drought and what people can do?
Well, here's what some people are doing. It's being known as drought shaming, where neighbors take pictures of others' neighbors using water and posting on Facebook and other social media. So that's like the newest version of bullying, I guess you could say. But, you know, and they even have officials asking people to remove their lawns so they don't have to water their lawns. And so maybe having, you know, your backyard be your garden and double as your lawn, you know, would be an alternative solution there in addition to the tower garden that you were talking about.
Well, thanks, Dr. Ginger. Thanks for being on our show, as usual.
Absolutely. Thank you.
If you want to follow Dr. Ginger, you could follow her on Twitter at @TheDrGinger, @TheDrGinger. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @YourRadioMD and @NaturallySavvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.